Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll knock out your calls, get to a little football.
Hold on, buddy. I got something real quick for you.
More breaking news this hour?
30 seconds. Nothing Wings related, but you may find this funny. Let me make sure I get this name right. Nico Iamaliava. Guess what? He will be representing UCLA at Big Ten Media Days. I just thought you... He hasn't taken a class yet.
Oh, my God. And he's not the guy you want representing your school after the way it ended at Tennessee.
Because you know that's all the questions. Yes.
I was going to say something else, but I'd rather say it to you in private. Because okay. I don't want to upset people and we can keep this moving. But there are a lot of questions that should be asked at Media Days and probably won't be. And I'll just leave that there. Kenny, a few of the ticket techs.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I know you do.
This on the Steve Yzerman, the quotes that he came out with. Why does Yzerman always make it so bleak? That's how I feel about him. That was the big move, Mike, talking about the John Gibson deal.
No. If that's the big move, the offseason's a failure. No, there's more. You don't get rid of Tarasenko to go and sign all of JT Compher's friends. No. There has to be more. Come on.
The Tigers are turning into the early 2000s Wings. Just wake me up when the playoffs start. That's from Steve.
And that's where I'm at. Baseball already is something impossible to follow on a daily basis for the average fan. There's nothing to break down. There's no controversy. There's no issues. There's no drama. You're in one of the worst, if not the worst, division in baseball. And I'll see you at the trade deadline, and then we'll check in again around Labor Day.
No, it really is. It's haves and have-nots, and you're in a have right now.
Yes. I don't understand that there doesn't need to be a daily ball washing for this team. Well, we know they're really good.
Yeah, 162 games. It's difficult to get excited for all of the wins because in the end, they're probably going to be close to 90, 91 wins, which means they're going to lose some games.
I thought Cookies was going to need a wet wipe this morning. I tuned in a couple different times, and I was just like, dude, are you okay? You're not going to make it till the end of the year. Like, there's no blood in your legs. It's June 30th. It's okay to just be like, yeah, really nice game last night. Scooble's going to win the Cy Young. Next.
He's excited.
Dude, it was approaching disco levels.
No.
Minus the dress up. Yeah.
Well, you know, he does overdo things. A touch.
A touch. Let's go to Bill, 97.1. Billy, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, the last time I talked to you guys, Alex DeBrincat Yzerman had just traded for DeBrincat, and I offered friggin' Kenny a cold, delicious PBR on the air, and he said he'd take me up on it, but that was 2 years ago. I'm willing to let it slide that I haven't heard back from him. But like Garrett, I'm done with Kenny for today. Done.
Oh!
How? No, listen.
You're on my team. So, Bill, you're on my team. And Bill's with me. Mike, something's happening.
Mike, this is the first time. This is the first time in at least a year that I've been with you on hockey.
Okay.
Every other time, I almost turn you off. But no. I rarely, but I almost do.
Okay.
But here's the deal, Kenny. Do you really believe that Steve Yzerman is going to show his hand at a press conference to you or anyone else? He's lying to us. He always lies to us, just like Penny Holland lied to us. It's exactly the way he should do it. He's got something in the works. It's probably DeAndre Miller. It's probably possibly Robertson, if we're lucky. But, I mean, and look, come on, man. Does anybody really think Ekblad was not going to sign with Florida again as they try to three-peat? Well, they're going to keep everybody. They'll find a way. They will find a way. So Yzerman's plan, I don't think, was Ekblad.
But here's my question. So what – now, I think the defenseman market's easier to identify. Bill
– yeah, the guy in Los Angeles. Bring him.
Who's the top six forward that we are adding to this team?
Robertson would be great.
Show me.
Marner's a pipe dream. Marner's a pipe dream. That's not going to happen.
Marner's going to end up in Vegas or L.A., isn't he?
Yeah, for 14
just
million.
Just not here.
Not in Detroit. I think Robertson's a real possibility. I think they could go after him, and I think Yzerman's clearance base for that. I think he saw Ekblad in the wind. I don't think that was any possibility.
Yeah, if you showed me Robertson and Keandre Miller. Now, the problem is, neither are free agents. You got to make trades for both. Bill, exactly. I just believe the Tarasenko thing's an absolute correlation to something is happening. I have to believe that.
Yeah,
otherwise,
here's the deal. So,
I give up.
So I was completely annoyed with Yzerman when it looked like he wasn't going to buy out Tarasenko and friggin' Hull. But he'll do something with Hull, who knows what. But the Tarasenko move was brilliant. I mean, you can't do it any better than that.
No.
And for us to doubt Yzerman, that's a pipe dream also.
Hold on, Bill.
Mike, he's proven you wrong today.
How am I taken astray? The guy actually did his job, and therefore he proved us wrong? Wait a minute.
You're taking a stray for 12 months of going at Yzerman.
Hold on. So what has he done
exactly? I agree with you today.
All right, but what has he done to exonerate himself? You're telling me the John Gibson move?
No, absolutely not. John Gibson was a good move, but not a franchise-saving move.
Agreed.
Yzerman has done what he could do with the worst draft history created by Gary Bettman and this league ever. No one has had a track record like that, and that's no fault of Yzerman. He's drafted the best he could in the first round.
Yes, scouting
has been a problem.
There we go.
Scouting has been a problem.
There's where we're going to meet in the middle. I don't criticize his drafting. I didn't want to use the 13th pick. If you want to get mad at me for that, that's fine. But the pro scouting is bottom five in the league.
Agreed.
So, you know, we got to meet in the middle, Billy. You're not exonerated if you tell me you got a bottom five pro scouting department that you had. That you run, and you keep Chris Draper employed. So, like, what do you want from me? Come on now, Bill. No, I'm fine. You want to knock Kenny? Knock him.
How come I'm getting the left and right from these people?
Because you're negative today.
No, I was wondering, wait, is he angry because you were positive? But he's saying what you've said in the past. I was so confused.
Bill's upset because I'm unsatisfied with Steve, but I am willing to give someone credit when they do good things, but... boy, does the bad outweigh the good.
That's not how America works. What are you talking about?
All right, then. Breaking news at this hour. 248-539-9797. Doug was delivering wartime updates this morning. Breaking news from
Read
the Middle
something.
East.
Right.
We're going live to Gator in the UAE.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.